You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show.
What was that?
It's the remix. It's the Jesse Janity remix. Sing it, Cortez. What? You gotta pull it out of him, because he'll give it to you, but... What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for Candy's Wedding, episode 2, Blessings and Dressings. I'm joined in studio with my co-host, Cortez West.
Boom! What's going on, everyone? Cortez G. West, and I'm sitting next to the lovely...
The beautiful Anastasia Hunter. It's her first AfterBuzz TV After Show.
Bam!
Hi, welcome.
Oh, you don't want to talk?
You sat between the two on me.
You don't want to talk? But no, I'm glad to have you, because last week we were really hoping that you could have come. But and even the people on who watch us, they were like, where's the female?
Wow.
It's a wedding.
Right,
exactly. So there you go. There you have it, y'all. That tells you that we look at your comics and we actually, you know, come on. Give us our props.
So now we got a full circle.
Yep.
Bam.
Welcome. All right, so let's just kind of catch up with last week's episode. What are your thoughts on Candy? Are you a Real Housewives fan?
I love how the music is still playing.
I know.
Well, I'm totally a Real Housewives fan, especially Atlanta Housewives. Candy, I like Candy. Nene's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested in Candy. I mean, she's definitely earned her...
Stripes
in the entertainment industry, so I'm definitely interested to see what's going to play out this season.
How do you feel about the whole Mom and Joyce thing?
Oh my god!
Like from let's not talk about tonight's episode, but based off of Real Housewives when she like took her shoes off with Carmen
initially, because she wasn't always like that.
No, she's never been that crazy.
She's never been that crazy. So I've always liked her, but now she's, I mean, clearly joined the ranks of ratchet reality TV mamas.
Do you think that there is actual reasoning behind it? Do you think that she's just in anything? Or do you think, like, bitch, you're crazy and you are sad your daughter's getting taken away?
But you remember when, a few seasons ago, when she was dating, engaged to
AJ,
she also had reservations about him.
Mm-hmm. But she wasn't as crazy.
As crazy.
I think it's the producers. I think it's the directors and telling her, push this, go with this.
I agree.
That's because I've actually been on set with Housewives for Nene's Shoe Dazzle event, mm-hmm. and producers were doing that, and they were trying to get her to talk about her granddaughter. She was like, I ain't talking about my granddaughter to these, you know, Nene, a little slipping, a little cursing word there. But yeah, so I was just like, I can tell this directors.
Very produced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this whole thing, I mean, especially with the play at the end of Real Housewives, it was like, this is a real serious situation.
Right.
And y'all are taking this real life.
Real. Like, y'all are milking it.
I mean, and should we even be milking a situation?
Milk it.
Because your mom is being looked at as crazy.
I don't like how she is, like, Candy just sit there and look at her like, now she does give her the crazy look, but I'm mm-hmm. like, Candy, can you just tell your mom to shut the up?
But you know what I also don't like? I don't like how she goes back and forth in between the two parties.
I
yep.
agree.
Like, she needs to stop, and then she gets upset with Todd. Like, for instance, like, she just told him the other, you know, on the past episode that his parents are, you know, pimps and prostitutes, yeah. and she expects him to not have a reaction.
Right.
Everyone, just stop. Just stop. Like, bitch, she called my mom a whore.
And it's like, right. I mean, at some point, it's like, you can only take so much.
Exactly.
And you know how it is. You don't talk around nobody's mama.
Well, this is blessing and dressing this episode. Let's get into it. We started the episode off with Candy and Don Juan and what's that boy's name? Johnny. Looking at samples. And
28 days till the wedding.
28 days till the wedding. Carmen hasn't been showing up. So basically, Candy's like, look, I want her in my wedding, but I don't want her working on it. So that's double the work for all the boys. And Johnny, I mean, he did that.
Now, mind you, I was kind of laughing when it came in because he already knew that he was embarrassed from the last scene with Todd. And Todd got him together. Todd was like, you know, you can get it together.
But don't you feel like he was out of his place?
No.
Yes.
We had that discussion.
I did. No. He didn't.
Okay.
I said it was the way he said it.
It's
not. Didn't your mom teach you it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right?
That's true.
Exactly. He was not saying anything.
But you know what's so funny is I was actually thinking about that lesson today, and I don't fully believe that statement.
Really?
Yep. But anyways, it's way too long of a conversation to get into.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys can tune into my YouTube channel. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, yes, I actually think that what he was saying.
We know what you thought. We can rewind to last week.
What Todd said to Johnny put fire under him, and that's why he came in and had proof and had things under that. So what he was saying was relevant.
Well, no. I think what really put a fire under Johnny's ass is that he said it. He knew it was on national television.
Yep.
Of course.
So he's like, oh, shit, man. I have no damn business because this motherfucker wanted to come in. And you know, he probably said to Kenny, like, bitch, I'm supposed to be your friend. Your man coming up in here talking about, y'all lazy. What kind of wedding planner are you? Like,
he said, you need to step up, man.
I understand it needed to be said, but I felt like Candy should always be the one saying
it. I agree.
But he did make a good point that he said it is Todd's wedding, too, which I get that. But there's certain lines, like, especially with Carmen, like, that's your girl's best friend. And there have been rumors that y'all was fucking.
I don't care.
So, you don't care about what?
I don't care about that.
So you ain't
going
to speak to me
wedding.
No type of way.
No, I'm not going to speak to you any kind of way, but I'm going to approach you about something about my wedding.
That's fine. You can send me an email, too.
No. See, that's why I don't like you.
I'm just curious as to why she wasn't even on the episode.
Carmen?
She just disappeared.
She's so mad. She's so jealous of Candy. I just feel like.
I think she wants us as viewers to want her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she wants the attention.
Girl, you're LaToya Luckett. group. No one cared when you were in it, and
but
no one cares.
But that's why friends
now.
Shouldn't also, they should just be friends. You should not be in a business situation because she got upset and got in her feelings and just disappeared.
Right, but see how it works with like Portia and her sister. Like she's like, yeah, girl, just come on, you can be my assistant. She don't really need no damn assistant. Candy don't really need no damn assistant either.
Why?
She does, but she don't need Carmen to be her assistant.
No, she
got seven gay boys working her career. Like she don't need Carmen. I mean, I don't know why they are, but they are. So I don't think there's a question, right? Kwame, whatever his name is, I'm assuming.
Kwame, yeah. I don't know. I've just seen him around, but they don't even have a venue.
No.
And 2 weeks before they're sending out saves.
They didn't have a venue set. He had this place to go look at.
And what did you think about the place?
Well,
Warehouse
okay.
District.
La Fe Dodo.
First of all, with that name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Dodo, like, I would have looked at that like doo-doo.
I'm a firm believer that turning things to, and she even said it herself, all her life she's been told that, no, you cannot do something. She likes to prove people wrong. I'm the same way. So, and I'm a visionary. So when I walked in, when they walked in, I was like, oh, okay, that'd be dope, draping. And then they go into this room, and boom, draping.
Right. The problem is that driving there, I would feel like I'm on the set of Walking Dead.
It's
like,
the same area close to where Cynthia's
exact
bar
my
one.
Point.
Close to that area.
That's the hood.
But at the same time, it's like, it's Candy. She's from there. That's her neck of the woods.
True.
So, I mean,
coming
she's,
to America.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine.
On.
Pulling up to that place,
no. Girl,
as
down that
guest.
Road, like, I mean, like
but if you know, if you know Candy, but that's the clutch of pearls. But no, if you,
I mean,
if you know Candy, though, is
they
like,
really were trying
you,
to go for the Africa?
You're a fan of Nene, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you know Nene, we already know that Nene is rich, bitch. You know, so therefore, I would not pull up. I would not want to put up to something like that if I know I'm going to Nene's wedding.
Or
but if
Candy?
No,
Candy. Candy just, was married to what? What did AJ do? Didn't he kill somebody?
No. Oh,
gosh. No, I don't even know if he did. He work?
No.
But I mean, I know he had like five kids.
He had a dad.
And he had a criminal past. And he had a criminal past.
But still, Candy makes.
Rest in peace, AJ.
Okay, I mean, I've got no bad feelings towards the man. What the hell? I'm like, a conversation about a TV show. Jesus, you just sounding like some of these fans.
So, I am just, a fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Just saying, I'm just saying, like, Candy has tons of money. I would not. Think that this is where she would be getting married.
No, but the only reason I can see
I mean,
why
I see
she's
vision.
Not bugging out is because she's like, okay, I need to find a place that's going to allow me to have lions and a place that's going to be able to allow me to rent the space, because it's only, what, how many days since they had looked at it?
Well, 28 days still. It didn't show to go into the
next. Well, they looked at it on Monday, and so that was like, what, 3 days later. So. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. It was 23. At that time, for the venue, when they were at the venue, it was 23 days.
My thing is with this, you think you're really going to be able to flip that room that quickly?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
She has the money to.
I've seen it.
And when your money talks.
I've seen it, and with the idea that she's talking about, it can happen.
Yep,
it can happen. I think the wedding is actually going to be beautiful. To be honest with you, I just can't get into this Coming to America theme.
I can't either.
I'm into the Coming to America theme, but I'm just like, if you flip the room, there's going to have to be sacrifices with things. So like, you brought me out to the damn deserted apocalypse for your wedding. I want to see a spectacle.
And that's what you're going to get.
Okay,
when you
walk in. So.
When you're walking out, trust me, you're going to.
All right, Mr. Nini's wedding. Nini's wedding. We'll see.
But even here's a perfect example. To me, it's not about the place, because look at the fact that Nini's did the same thing. Even though the building was already beautiful, she surrounded the whole area with white draperies, mm-hmm, and redid the whole room.
No, I get that. Oh, okay. I don't. I'm not.
Oh, you're talking about the outside, like the area where it is.
Yeah, the outside.
Oh, okay.
Imagine yourself in the car.
Okay, I can see that.
At night.
Yeah. My thing is like, I was more into the idea with Candy. Like, you have 400 people. Like,
and
okay,
where are 400 people going to go after the ceremony into that?
To
first...
wait, and we're just going to be standing around like. All right,
production. I didn't like the fact that she did say
production's
hour,
changing
but
that.
Still.
No, yeah. Exactly. Like, it's your wedding, so there should be no flipping and the room around. Like, things can happen bad. Like, this isn't a production.
I mean,
this is your wedding. This is a moment that you need. You know?
I've seen spaces be flipped before, but not for 400
lions and exotic
and 400
dancers.
Guests.
And, yeah. So, like, I like the beginning room, like, that first room, but I don't think 400 people would fit in there.
Exactly.
But, like, to have a wedding in a separate area and then go into this, like, epic room, I don't know. The whole flipping thing takes the magic out of it for me.
Really?
It does.
I think it's, what is it called? It's they say it in theater. It's the element of surprise. For you to walk out of a room, first of all, I think she's going to also flip the first room again. So when you first get there, you're going to be in that room before the ceremony. It's going to look a certain way. And then when you come in, it's going to be flipped again. That's the element of surprise. For you to go into a room that you think that would not be look a certain way, and you walk in there, it's kind of like, wow. So that would be the point. I think I get what you're saying.
I mean,
she's talking about 400 guests.
Right. I think that's going to shorten because of the time frame with the whole is 23 days left. Everyone is going to be at work on April 14th.
Maybe they're going to reuse the set from, what was it? A Mother's what?
A Mother's Love? Stop it.
All right. Moving on. Look at y'all. See, this is why I was just so mad that Candy got a spinoff. We talking about a warehouse for 15 damn minutes. All right. We meet Chinita, whatever her name is, the instructor for the African dance audition.
Football Wives, wasn't she?
Yeah. Football Wives. That's
a show. It was a show called Football Wives.
Oh.
I ain't never heard of no football.
I can't remember who she was married to, but they used to live in Texas. It lasted about a season.
Yeah.
But I was so surprised to see her on there. Like, I didn't even know.
What network? It wasn't Bravo? It wasn't Bravo. It must have been
VH1.
It's a Hulu exclusive.
I know, right?
All right. So Candy shows up. She says, I don't want Ratchet. I want this to be grand. She picks 20 girls and two guys.
10.
What?
Ten guys.
10 guys? Mm-hmm. Okay. 10 guys. Riley hasn't seen Coming to America. We get these situations. We've had two Portia moments that they keep referring to Portia.
And I was really shocked about that. I was just like, they're just going to keep saying that to that.
I feel so bad for that girl.
But I love Portia.
Portia probably loves
it because
she plays
Network
with
it.
I do.
She's on Dish Network now. I like her on Dish Network. She's a radio host on this. Damn. But no, I get what they're saying when they say the Portia moment thing. But let it go.
Cape Cod versus Cape Town. And then what's it called when they said, well, if we can't find any guys, we could get Don Juan to dance.
Oh, no. Look, you fell in love, didn't you?
Sure did. No, I would fall out of love.
I'm for his commentary.
Don Juan doing some damn African dancing? Like, no. I just want my Don Juan to sit in a chair and read people for film.
Like this.
Right. All right, so next scene we get Candy. She meets up with Pastor Titus Burris.
Hallelujah.
And we find out she wants her dad to be the pastor of the ceremony. Makes sense.
The officiator.
The officiator. wants her mom to walk down the aisle. We find out that, well, I guess, have we found this out before? Did we know that her parents divorced when she was four? I didn't know.
No, we didn't know the exact time, yeah. But we didn't know that, because she did say that. Yeah, but she said she went through multiple divorces, so I'm thinking maybe he divorced that first wife that left her mother the first time as well, so, because she did say that she was like, I went through multiple divorces at a young age, but we never knew a time frame of how old, so she did say this discreetly.
What did you think about his story?
To me, honestly, because of how we look at her aunts, to me, I think back in the day, her aunts and her mom were, like, bullying the streets. Like, yeah. I can
see
that.
So you believe him when he says, like,
Some of that, I don't really believe about the whole restraining order or whatever, because I don't think she was that crazy to go that far.
Mm-hmm. You don't think who is what crazy?
Joyce. Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce, 30 years younger, 40 years younger.
Plus that, yeah, that would have been extra.
With that brain, that bitch was crazy.
Yeah, so I do kind of think, like, her aunts and her mom was, like, running the streets or whatever. So I think they probably did, like push him away because they didn't like him.
You ever seen The Proud Family?
But how do you, I just don't get, how do you keep somebody away? Like, I feel I just feel like, how do you stay away?
True, but there, I mean, it is
like,
true.
Like, you have legal rights.
That's true. Like, when it comes to, like, I can relate with my grandfather. Like, I lived with my grandmother. So, I obviously took her side, you know, right. In a sense. But that doesn't, you're right, it doesn't stop him from calling. It does kind of put up a front when it comes to actually visiting, though. Because then the mother gets territorial and...
No, that's true. Because sometimes you have a lot of bitter women. Mm-hmm. They break up with the man and they're like, well, we don't need you.
But there's there's always a way.
But I feel like there's still always a way around it. And I'm like, she's almost 40 years old and you guys still haven't connected?
But, I mean, Mama Joyce is crazy.
As a teenager... She had her own phone. She had a car.
Well, no, as a teenager, you know, she was really into the group, so she was...
Wait, barely... Candy as a teenager? I don't think there were cell phones around back then.
No, there were pagers and stuff like that, but no, she wasn't even... Candy wasn't even around in the first place.
Right,
she was
16.
She was traveling and doing everything then at that point. But I do get what you're saying as far as for her starting from 4 years old till that teenage time. Like, you can be pushed away... or whatever, but you can still also, just like you said, you have legal rights. You can go and meet her at school, because she went to Tri-Cities High School. Mm-hmm. You could have gone to the high school and go in there and you know, I'm the father, and see your daughter, you know?
Well, clearly his priorities were somewhere else.
Right, and clearly. Then at the same time, I also do believe, I think part of Mama Joyce's story is true, and part of his story is true. Because when she says something about the wife was keeping him away from her, and or whatever the case may be, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Especially in the southern, South Georgia. Like, if you married a new woman, and that new woman notices you have a child and an ex-wife, and they may not get along as well, in the South, they do that. They will pull that husband away from his family, his first family. I've seen it happen.
I've heard of it too, but I'm just like, I just don't understand it. Mm. You have a whole child out here.
Right. Yeah. Right, and you just chilling.
But we
picked
just chilling.
We picked the perfect song. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Back in the day, the fathers didn't play in the South.
Yeah, and we see, I mean, just the way Mama Joyce feels towards just players in general, it's like that a woman scorned.
Yeah.
So Candy tells Mama Joyce what her father said.
Why would she even do that?
Because my thing is like, either Mama Joyce is just the best actress in the world, and all this is just like...
Because first of all, it's stage, right? I see. I actually see where you're about to go. Because,
but as a natural person, Candy, like, why would you tell your mother?
I don't think she would tell her in life. I mean, in real life, but because she knows she's on TV and she has to feed us, of course she was going to do that.
I kind of feel like she would.
You think so? I don't think she would have.
I feel like she would tell her, but I'm actually surprised that she went and told Todd.
I would like the mom said. I just. I mean, I know it's staged, but I just feel like even in real life, she just talks way too much.
And if you were not going to tell him the whole thing, you shouldn't have told him at all.
Right.
You should have said, so because he asked her.
And remember, she stopped, and she was like, oh, I don't want to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to say.
Well, now, bitch, you got it. And no. Whatever you tell me, I'm going to assume that you're watering it down.
Exactly, because he even asked her, so does that mean that my mother is a whore? And she was like, well, she didn't say that. And then they throw the clip of the bat when she said the mom was a prostitute. Duh. Like, come on.
Ooh.
Sad. Cannon, so I love Cannon to death, but I want her to, like, get a backbone with her mother. She did a little bit for the reunion of the Housewives of Atlanta, but I want her to continue that. Be consistent with your mother.
I mean, I know she wants to respect her mom, but I just feel like, look, like, whenever she starts to talk negatively about him, like, just, you know, I don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
Keep it to yourself. Talk to your sisters, my aunts, whoever.
So how would you handle something like that? If your mother and your fiancé are having, you know, actually, I don't think it's Todd is the problem. I think Joyce is the problem.
She is the problem. I don't have a meddling mom.
I think Candy's the problem, too.
She is a part of the problem because I just feel like I said, like, that's your mother. You have the utmost respect for your mom. I just feel like, look, mom, like, you know, this is the man I decided to marry. You don't like him, fine, whatever. But keep your comments to yourself or take your comments elsewhere because I'm just not having it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she does slip and tell her something, like, you just keep it to yourself. Don't go tell him and then expect him to just take it lightly and be like, oh, okay. And even when you and your mom make up, like, he still feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to get over what she said.
Right. As far as her telling her mom, I understand that because she's just, it's the pattern of Candy. She runs and tells her mom everything. Todd, I don't know. I have my little hang-ups with Todd.
Do you think that he's a bad pick?
I don't know.
Wait, what bad pick for what?
As far as, like, a pick for Candy, like her husband.
Oh, no.
I just think that they shouldn't be getting married right now.
I agree with you with that. I agree with you with that, but at the same time, I'm very big on chemistry, and I do believe in love at first sight. So, therefore, you cannot put a time frame on someone else's
love.
Do you
think he's an opportunist?
I do not think that as well.
Okay.
Because the man wants to work. I think even through television, for me too, I've been watching television all my life, so I kind of pick it up that it's kind of genuine with Todd. And if it wasn't at first, it is now. Okay. I picked that up, that he's very genuine, that he's very into Candy now. And Candy is into him.
And so all this street talk, you don't think anything is behind it?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
I think in the beginning it was. Mm-hmm. It was there, but I think at this point now, because they have gone through that situation mm-hmm. already, because the way TV is, keep in mind, it's already been at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they've, at this point now, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, we don't win.
My thing is just as a man, I feel like if you really loved somebody, wouldn't the one thing in your mindset would be, you know what? I'm going to prove Mama Joyce wrong. We ain't going to get married now. We'll get engaged. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. And 5-10 years from now, we will have that big wedding. But Mama Joyce is going to feel dumb. But Mama Joyce will be a part of that. I just feel like as a man, like if you really were a man, you knew how important Candy's mom was to Candy.
He does. He walked out of the room and said, I don't think I can go through this. I'm not going to go forward with this. With this going
on. Right, but that's fine. But on Real Housewives of Atlanta, he said, yeah, I would leave you if you aren't going
to
stick up with
him. But look at how much, I mean, he said it tonight. Like, it's been over a year and a half. How much do you expect this man to take?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, not 3 months, not 6 months, a year and a half of your meddling mama. I mean, like, I mean, I know you love your mama, but what am I supposed to do?
I guess. I don't know. He seems to really love Candy so much.
You know, the man
works.
So
it's like, then fine, bitch. You want to take pictures of me? Then take pictures of me. You just gonna, it's a boring photo album. I can send you my Instagram if you want it.
I actually commend him for being so polite because
he was very, very, very humble when he was talking to her. You can tell that he really wanted to step a little range up in his voice, but he was like,
I commend him for that.
Right. Yeah. Because if
she was giving a lot. He said, you think my mom is a prostitute?
If Todd got a decimal over zero.
She looked so stupid. I was like, Mama Josh, you look beautiful.
Candy would have snapped him.
She would have snapped
him. It would have all been not Mama Joyce's fault and Todd like, well, who the hell are you getting loud with?
All right, Don't talk to my mama.
Don't
like
talk
that.
To my mama.
So Todd goes to see...
Sorry to cut you off, but actually Mama Joyce did have a point, even though she was wrong when she told him, you talk to her, don't talk to me. In that situation, she did kind of have a point because you were right. Candy needs to step up, so he does need to talk to Candy. He needs to tell Candy, okay, Candy, you need to talk to your mom and get it together.
I don't know. I mean,
I understood why would he not talk to you? The point of us sitting
you
down here.
You call my mama a prostitute. Is yeah. my daddy a pimp? My deceased dad a pimp? And I'm supposed to be quiet?
Well, no. I mean,
after a year and a half of your mama, I mean, I get it. In mm-hmm. other circumstances, yes, he should always go through Candy. But Candy's not doing anything. She okay. goes back and forth, yeah. take the information That's back true. And forth. She doesn't do anything but go back and forth. And now you just drew the line.
So then do you see a little bit of an opportunist in Todd that he's actually sitting by all this?
No,
and not?
He said he can walk away. He was like, yeah. I'm not going to deal with this.
He can walk away, but he hasn't.
Right. I mean, because he loves
Candy. He's in love.
He loves Candy.
Exactly. But if I just feel like there could be a little more effort. I just think he's kind of like, your mom's crazy. And because Candy doesn't
deal
with
it. What do you
want
him to do?
I want him to really sit to Mama D, look, I'm not loving hip-hop.
Loving hip-hop.
I want him to really prove to Mama Joyce. Like, honestly, Todd Seams comes off like a
character. But you can't prove anything to a woman that doesn't want to see any good in you.
Yeah, you can. If you stay with someone for...
No, she said she likes him. She just doesn't think that... She doesn't like the game. That's what she said. But the thing is with you is I think you're jumping ahead of him with the show.
And do you notice how that changed?
What do you mean
like,
jumping
I don't
ahead?
Like the game. Then when they were at the theater, she was like, "Well, it was because he quit his job."
Yeah.
Or you know, like it changes.
He said that.
She's always said that about his job, though.
Yeah.
The fact that he stopped working,
but it's
or
the
was
fact
doing
that every time
local.
She changes her reason for not liking him, or comes up with a new reason
when they ask her why. But I think you're kind of jumping ahead of him with the show, maybe because it's not airing yet. I do believe that he's getting to that point where he wants to show her because he did say that in his what do they call that?
But he also said that on at the play on Housewives, like, I want to show you.
Exactly. Right. So that's why he's saying that.
But I feel like
they should not go forth getting married without he and Mama Joe's coming to some kind of.
That's like, just how I personally feel. I agree with you.
I feel like if a person don't want to see it, they're not going to see it. Whether it's today, tomorrow, 5 years later. No, she just don't like him.
At this moment. No, she said she likes him. She just does not like the game because she still thinks that he's
okay,
running
today she
a
don't
game.
Like the game. Yesterday she didn't like that he didn't
but
have a job.
But it's only 2
tomorrow,
years.
She's not going to like that he have a kid. The year after, now she don't like his parents.
I believe in love and first sight. I believe in all that whatever. Love, love, love. I agree. I think it's possible that within 2 years you can have a marriage and be together forever. I believe that that is out there. However, you're on national television. You are reality TV stars. You have all the negatives against you. All I'm saying is they have to be acting. It has to be acting because if this was a real serious situation, to me, as a man, you would pump the brakes on this because your girl ain't taking control of the situation, which is the reason why I feel like he's not really confronting Mama Joyce because Candy's not doing it. So his little way of doing it is like, well, hey, Mama Joyce, why are we? You know what I mean? It's so like.
I mean, but he has to if he confronts her in any other kind of way, or if he speaks to her in any other kind of tone, like.
But so then, okay, you know, Mama Joyce is coming at you for the damn money and saying that you're only using Candy for her money, and then he's putting up such a fight with this prenup thing. Not a fight, but I guess it's just kind of like. Dude, sign the damn paper.
No, I agree with him.
I agree with him on that, too.
Bye, Felicia.
I agree.
Why?
But you don't just hand someone a piece of paper. Like, you don't know. Like he said, he has to protect you, and it has to protect me. Like, it has to be fair. I can understand her feeling like, look, I've established.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sharing all my previous earnings with you. I can understand that. But she, you know, you can't just have this man sign his legally binding contract for the rest of his life. And the day before without taking it to a lawyer and actually having someone look at it.
No, I agree with that. I'm saying, but he wasn't into the prenup thing, though.
Did you see when Apollo was like,
and you asking Apollo for advice?
First of all, he asked Apollo for advice, and Apollo was like, yeah, I just signed it, but I just came out of prison.
No, right?
He was like, that was my situation. I just got out of prison. I'm like, okay. Well, that would come up.
I think it's crazy that, what's it called, Candy's having him sign it like a couple days before, but I think it definitely needs to be signed.
Did he even really sign? I wonder if he really signed it. Did it really happen before the wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Whom, Apollo?
I haven't heard that too. Who, Apollo or?
Todd.
Todd.
No.
You don't think they went through and signed a prenup? They had to.
Of course. I think they signed a prenup, but I mean,
Yeah, and I'm sure the prenup's not going to be nothing crazy. Because Candy ain't that crazy. Right. She's going to have her lawyer do something basic and just to protect what she has done so her mama will shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need her to work on this prenup.
And get it done quick so that we can see an episode of them fighting and arguing about it. Because I don't want it right before the wedding.
But you can actually see how Todd, when he talks to Candy, he tells Candy some truth, stuff.
No, he does.
And Candy can't take it, I can tell that she likes to be, because she may have more of the finances of the relationship, I think she likes to be in charge a little bit. Because when they was talking about it on the couch, about, the prenup thing and the situation, she kind of felt unbothered. She was just like, well, I've seen other people and all my other friends about prenups, and the men just sign it. Why are you the only one being difficult? And he's not being difficult. He's just saying that it needs to be fair for both of us.
Exactly. And you saying all this without a piece of paper in front of my face.
So, I mean, but what does he think the prenup's going to say that's not going to be fair to him? I mean, anything that I make in the future.
I think it's just the fact that she's take this paper and sign it, basically.
Just like I said in the last episode, there are different types of prenups. And prenups can get to the point where you can get married to this person and you can enjoy all the riches and fame, but when we break up, you have nothing.
Yeah, Portia.
So exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, seeing that.
Wait, I thought she didn't have a prenup.
Isn't that? And that's why she didn't. Oh, no, yes, she didn't have it, but if she was to go through
it. But it's the same thing.
But it is the same thing. She just basically went as if they did have a prenup. It's the same thing. She didn't try and get no money from it.
But let's go here, y'all.
So that was stupid. Tan just told her to just be nice. Moving on. Mama Joyce.
But no, I definitely wanted to point out the fact that how childish Mama Joyce is. And this is another reason why I don't think Mama Joyce is as immature as she's coming across. I definitely think this is something that the producers or directors are pushing, because when she says something about the black dress, Mama Joyce wants to pick out a black dress. That's not even tradition down south. Why would you want to pick out a black dress? And she says, because I feel like I'm going to a mourn, to a death. What? Girl.
I'm just what was told to Mama Joyce?
Exactly. For her to just be
has
so,
her
like,
thinking. Like, it had to have come from several random people that don't know each other for her to be
Todd said, where are these people? Right. Let's call them. Let's talk
to
them.
She's just scared.
She does not want to lose Candy.
Well, the dad said what? That she was broken.
She'll be alone.
Yep.
And, I mean, she definitely is broken.
And Candy already took back her.
But doesn't she have a man? I could have swore.
No. You're talking about Mama Evelyn from the Brastons.
Mama Evelyn.
She had a man.
No. I think she was talking to someone, and then that kind of dissolved a couple seasons ago in Real Housewives.
And she doesn't have any other children to tend to?
No, Candy's own child. By her mother.
I mean, she's just worried.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but here's the thing. Candy has already put her on a restraining with her finances. And she only get, $700 a month or something like that now? She's not married. She's not with anyone. And then now Candy is going to live almost pretty much a separate life with Todd. So to give that up, she's going to be alone. She won't have no one really but her sisters. And her sisters have separate lives already. Yep. Except Bertha. Hey, Bertha.
Yeah.
I'll be drunk.
See, I think that's a huge element to it. I think that her being hurt in the past from these men, I think that's kind of that, along with whatever is being said to her, is triggering this huge fiasco in her mind with these people.
I wonder if anybody's even saying anything.
Exactly, Todd
said. Girl, it is Atlanta.
I don't think it's necessarily to that extent.
She looked this man in the face and was like, enough people have told me that your father was a pimp. And he was like, so you're saying my dad's a pimp?
Mm-hmm.
And fair, just like that. Yeah.
That's so disrespectful.
You have any more? So disrespectful. But that's what blows my mind. You really are sitting here. That action is you firmly believe in your heart. I'm gonna call you out. She in her mind, she really is gonna prove this man
wrong.
Here's
my thing. I look at all actions with everyone, and I've been to this point to where when it comes to people, I'm very good at observing them. for her to say to Candy in the dress shop when she was getting her dress, trying on her dress, which was nice, by the way. She did look great in her dress that she tried on. She said to Candy, on my dead son's grave, she has never sweared like that about any information that she's given about Todd. For you to do that on something of that level and not do something with that, where you're trying to get your daughter out of a situation that you feel is not good, then why haven't you swear like that? Or why haven't you showed
look,
her?
Look, I don't even mean to be funny, but I don't like when people swear on dead people.
Yeah,
I don't either. I don't either. But at the same time, when you do that, just the fact that you don't
and
like that.
To be
that,
honest, I don't feel like just because you swear on a dead person, that is the truth.
I don't even swear if you swear on your child or someone who's
alive.
That's
that's the point, because it's not something that's considered to be good. And the fact that you don't like it is supposed to make you feel like, oh, she's really serious, because you shouldn't do that.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't think
she's psycho.
Okay, so Todd and Candy's father to have a relationship.
Todd and Candy's father, that's good.
And I was wondering, how did their relationship seem so strong? Because
men are not petty.
That's true, but I'm like, he was like, I'm so excited, and I'm like, do you even know him?
Candy's dad kind of not being there all of her life, and kind of being like, oh well, Mom and Joyce don't like him. Well, I'm gonna like him. Candy gonna be real.
I agree.
Happy.
I don't think so.
What?
No, I don't think he has a son for one. Excuse me. I don't think he has
but
a son for one.
Man is that receptive of a man?
Right.
He has.
I'm so excited for you to be my son. Well, you wasn't excited about your damn daughter.
Well, no. First of all, he's a new man, and he's a man of God, for one. Then for two, he doesn't have any proof or any knowledge about Todd that he should not like. So for him, he's like me. You come into the relationship to where it's we're starting good from the beginning. So you were 100 with me from the beginning. So you have to show me where I need to fall back on,
well,
or where
I
should
like
not like.
Just because you were a man of God, just because you a pastor, that don't mean you just like the father off the street. Okay. I feel like it's the same thing. I feel like a man is man.
What I don't like, though, is that he asked him for Candy's hand in marriage.
Yeah, that was a little awkward to me, too.
Yeah,
I think it was just a respect factor, maybe.
I think it was, yeah.
Just more so.
Because he never asked in the past. He didn't really know him in the past. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, we're here now, but right. It's like, will you give us your blessing?
Right, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, Candy's father, he was a pimp. He's probably looking at Todd like, we all have past. We all have past, but I love you, son. Can't wait for us to
I can call you son.
Like, what did you think about Mama Joyce saying no to walking her down the aisle?
I did not like that at all. That
was
Very, very sad. Big ass crybaby. I'm shocked that she did not cry right there. Excuse me, y'all, but I was really, really flabbergasted on that moment.
Mama Joyce, in that whole like 5 minutes, it was that's asking a lot.
Oh, remember she was like, "Who's gonna pay for this?"
Yeah.
Well, you need to be pulling your checkbook out, because I ain't pulling my side.
She's so country.
Yeah. I didn't pick no husband.
Right.
So it's 19 Days Left, and Candy meets with Music Soul Child. I thought that was really, really dope.
I did too. Not just skip up over all of this damn attitude stuff. Who cares
what
about
attitude
Music
stuff?
Soul Child?
What attitude stuff?
Wait, go ahead and talk about Music Soul Child.
No,
we'll
I just think that's dope. I mean, it was just a quick little clip, but I
no,
mean,
but go ahead.
For
I mean,
her to have Music
really
Soul Child.
Talk about it.
That, no, I did not. I just wrote it as a note. So I just wanted to, you know, I think that's pretty dope.
So what happened
he
in
has,
the scene?
I mean, all she did was just go to the studio that was so, you know, staged. But, you know,
and what's going to happen?
Well, Music Soul Child is going to save her wedding. On to the next. Go.
I mean, it really was that short. She just asked him to sing her favorite song.
Okay.
Oh, he said yes.
So let's get back to what we were talking about. Mama Joyce sitting down with Candy, right?
She was like, you really not going to
walk me down the
aisle? And she was like, why? Mm-hmm. Do I have to? Can
Do
I just
I have
sit
to be there?
There? No, she said, can I just sit there? That's not what she said. And then she was like, how about your daddy do it?
He
never
done
did
done
nothing
done.
Else. That was so sad.
But gave $300.
Every now and again. That was so sad. That is so sad.
That's when Mama Joyce says, Todd, I like you. I don't like the game. Todd brings out that his dad passed away at 3 years old. Mama Joyce, I don't care if this is even acting. If this is acting, this is sad. This is sad
that is
you're
sad.
Speaking on this man's father who died at the age of 3, looking this little boy in the face and basically telling him, I mean, it's almost, you know what I mean? Like, your dad was nothing, irrelevant. He's Santa Claus.
My point is, like, how Todd's parents has nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Exactly.
Between Candy and Todd.
Do you see what I'm saying? Every time she just gets a new reason.
It's a new reason, but it needs to make sense. In order for me to be on Joyce's side and understand her, it needs to make sense.
And even if his parents were prostitutes, I just feel like you can't choose your
family.
Why
are you laughing?
You can't choose your family, so you can't judge somebody off of it.
I'm just like, I can't wait until next week when this bitch calls her a prostitute.
Ooh, get your finger out of my face. I can't wait to see that either. I'm like, about time someone snaps on Mama Joyce.
But I was really scared for Todd's mother because even though we're talking about the previews, guys, of next week's show, when they show how Todd's mother, what is her name?
I can't remember.
Todd's mother is pretty much standing up to Mama Joyce. But I was scared for her because her sisters were there.
She looked like she could get right with them too.
I'm sorry, she stood up a little slow.
She looked like she had like a hip replacement.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. I feel like she can get right with them. But I feel like she stood up slow because she's in a new environment.
She stood up slow because she's 75 years old.
I was a little nervous. I was just like, oh, wow, like, Mama Joyce's sister.
All right, Joyce, you ain't gonna.
Right.
She was just being dramatic.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Someone needs to snatch that wig off Mama Joyce's head.
That's not like, a wig. That's a sew wig.
You sure?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then we get Tan versus Carmen.
Who?
Tan.
Okay.
Versus Carmen.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, why are they even into it? I'm curious.
I'm more excited about that because I'm like,
thank you.
This
has been going on since they was teenagers.
Right. Yeah. Like, Mama Joyce is just mad. She's a disgruntled old bird.
But you saw how Tan was like, why does she like me more than Carmen?
Right.
Maybe because I'm lovable.
And you know what? I'm a side with Tan on that one. I'm going to put my little.
And Carmen was sneaky, according to Mama Joyce.
I can see that, too. Rumors. I can actually see that, how Carmen can probably, like, come off that way and then want to be someone's friend a little bit more because of what she has and because Escape was big at that time when they were younger, for one. And then they were teenagers. So then, of course, the mother always is the outside person looking in at her children's friends. So, like, come on, you can see something there that you may not like. Mama Joyce may have her moments. Maybe she'd say stupid stuff.
Oh, but
stuff.
You think she know about Carmen? She don't know about Todd?
But no,
those
I mean,
the same
Carmen,
eyes.
But no, she seen Carmen come up from
that
a teenager.
Was, yeah, I was gonna say that's years.
That's different.
Of
yo, she
her.
Seen Carmen come
all
up from a teenager.
All their arguments, all their fights, what it was about.
And then, like, now to see how Carmen is acting as a planner of Candy's wedding, it's kind of like, what the hell?
Mama Joyce ain't thinking about no one's damn Carmen. She probably siding with Carmen. Her and Carmen are probably working together now.
Oh, snap. Yeah, that's why she was sitting there like, it ain't going to happen with these strobes.
I'm just telling you, I just want Tan to put out some tea on Carmen.
I'm excited to see Phaedra on the show.
Me too.
Finally.
I like Phaedra.
I like Phaedra.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can also make sure you check out Maria Menounos' The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. Woo-hoo. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Where can they find you at, Anastasia?
Instagram at her_royal majesty.
Bam. Boom. Or you can find me out on all social medias at Cortez G West. Yeah. I was trying to make sure I had them all the same, but yeah, they're the same.
Alrighty then. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up next week, same time, same place.
Whoop, whoop.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.